Dr. Zeus, King Louis Katz. Way back in the old and golden days, in the year 139, a fancy cat named Louis was the king of Katzenstein. King Louis was a proud cat, mighty proud of his royal tail. He had it washed every morning in a 10-gallon golden pail.
"My tail is such a lovely tail," King Louis used to brag. "My tail must never touch the earth. My tail must never drag."
So Louis Katz made Fooey Katz follow him around, and Fooey kept the kingly thing from dragging on the ground. Well, all was fine in Katzenstein. The king's tail wasn't dragging, but one day Fooey looked behind and saw that his was sagging.
"My lovely tail," he sighed with pride. "Oh, this will never do. If Louis has his tail held up, I'm going to have mine too."
So Fooey Katz made Cooey Katz follow him around, and Cooey Katz kept Fooey's tail from dragging on the ground. Now all was fine in Katzenstein, till Cooey's pride was hurt, when he discovered his fine tail was dragging in the dirt. So Cooey made a cat named Chewy follow him around, and Chewy Katz kept Cooey's tail from dragging on the ground. And so it went in Katzenstein. Next Chewy Katz got Hooey, and Hooey Katz got Bluey Katz, and Bluey Katz got Prooey. Till all the cats in Katzenstein were hiking round and round, all keeping one another's tails from dragging on the ground. All proud, except for one small cat, the last cat in the line. The last cat of all the cats that lived in Katzenstein. A most unhappy little cat named Zooey Katzenbein. His tail would never be held up, and poor old Zooey knew it, because holding up a cat's tail takes another cat to do it. Poor Zooey got so awfully mad, so mad he could have spit, but he did a far, far braver thing and yelled,
"I quit! I cannot, I shall not, will not lug this stupid thing around!"
He slammed the tail of Prooey Katz, he slammed it on the ground. Then Prooey Katz slammed Bluey's tail, and Bluey Katz slammed Hooey's, and Hooey Katz slammed Chewy's tail, and Chewy Katz slammed Cooey's. All the tails in Katzenstein were slammed, including proud King Louis. And since that day in Katzenstein, all cats have been more grown up. They're all more democratic, because each cat holds his own up.